I never approached it like it was, you know, a foregone conclusion that I'd get to training camp, you know. It's, you know, I had to pump well to OTAs and minicamp as well. So now that it is, yeah, it's stepped up again. You know, this is business time. So, but by no means did I, you know, take it easy back then.
What kind of things do you feel you need to do now here in the next 12 weeks?
Yeah, I have to just consistently pump well. Every time I get the chance to kick the ball, I make sure I, you know, have a good kick. If I do that well, you know, it's going to make it hard for them to get rid of me. And if that's the way they, you know, the way they decide to go, well, I've done everything I can to prove that I'm a good punter.
As an Aussie rules guy, are you hoping that you get a couple of guys running back so you can lay a couple of licks?
You know, ultimately, that's not what we want, no. But, you know, I have asked the coaches to get some tackling practice in. But, you know, yeah, it'd be great to hit someone. But if I am, well, then, you know, something else is going wrong. So, hopefully not.
Do you feel like the little nuances of the style of kicking are becoming second nature?
Yeah, I mean, I've been kicking this ball now for, you know, a good 18 months. Full-time now for probably six. So, it's slowly getting to become second nature, yeah. Still a little, you know, it's not 100% like, because I haven't done it since I was a young boy, but, you know, it's getting there.
What's the difference in the way you train for this league and the league that you had before?
Yeah, the back home, we with Australian rules, it was a lot more aerobic, so we'd probably run like 15 miles a game. That's my rough conversion of, you know, how much we do, so...
25
kilometres. Yeah, around you know, 17 to 19 kilometres per game. So, you know, here the movement is one explosive movement, whereas there it's more of a longer grind and, you know, not as explosive. So I think my body's slowly changed. Ready for
the biggest adjustment, football-wise or cultural-wise?
Probably, obviously the football, yeah, you know, I have to kick this ball well, but... You know, being in a locker room, it's a lot different to a locker room back home. You know, it's, you got the defense, the offense over there, and, you know, special teams just over in the corner, you know. So, for me, it feels a little different just because back home we're a team and everyone was in it together. But, you know, it's the way it is. So, you know, I'm enjoying it, you know, watching the banter back and forth from the offense, defense, you know. Stand on silent watching it, you know, it's good.
What about things like food, beer, culture, and stuff like that?
The food here is a bit different. I guess in Melbourne, you know, it's a 3 million people city, so, you know, the choices are a lot greater. You can get the same sort of food here, but you don't get as many choices. So, you know, but you can still eat steak, chips and veggies here or back home. So, you know, it's not too bad.
Do